Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We will continue to take your responses to our Twizzler Tuesday question. What is your reaction to the NFL potentially moving the Chargers to London? So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. You guys are all about it. Very strong opinions, which I appreciate because I have a strong opinion as well. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the homes of their dreams with their help, and they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. I thought it would be fun to take a bit of a break from football and talk some baseball now in the wake of the season being over. It was cool to catch up with Brewers lefty Brent Suter. This was on Monday afternoon, and so it was good to talk to him and kind of pick his brain about the Brewers' late season surge as well as his postseason debut. And I started out by asking him how much of the playoffs he watched after the Brewers lost in the wild card game.
I watched pretty much every game that I could. I'm just a big baseball fan, so I tried to stay attuned with what was going on. And it was entertaining. It was a great postseason, great World Series. I'm happy for the Nationals. I really am. They broke our hearts, but they broke a lot of other hearts along the way. So I guess it's some solace losing to the champs.
When you watch a guy like Steven Strasburg, who had this incredible October, even going back to the wild card game, he's overcome so much in his own career, injuries as well as pitch counts, and now he's the World Series MVP. What does that say to you as a pitcher?
He's one of the best in the whole game. And for players to shine like that in the postseason in the biggest moments it's good for the game, good for him. And it's fun to watch, to be honest. He's just got electric stuff, and he's one of the most coveted prospects of all time. And see him kind of battle through injuries early and then come through like that and stay healthy all year and have just put the team on his back in the postseason. And I'm happy for the guy for sure.
Since you yourself just came through Tommy John in the last year and got back to pitching in September, does it mean even more to you because you can see the arc of his journey and where it ends up with a World Series ring?
Yeah, for sure. It's inspiration. He also had Tommy John. He has had a bunch of other injuries, and to see him bounce back like that, it's inspiring and motivating for me personally and for a lot of other guys who go down with injuries, especially the UCL injury, which is unfortunately common at this point. But that's inspiring. Makes you want to be that much better for the team, and you want to get to that spot where he's styles and champagne winning MVP awards for the World Series. Like that's where you want to be as a team, is winning the World Series.
For you personally, when you had a chance to get on the mound in that wild card game and pitch an inning, how much did it mean to you knowing everything that you've battled through over the past year, from the Tommy John surgery to the rehab to the recovery, from being away from your team and finally having this opportunity?
Yeah, it was just really such an honor to be given the ball in that spot. Like you said, after missing some time, I just tried to come back, and I was hoping to get, you know, a decent contribution in September, just kind of show them I was healthy. And I've been given the ball in some really big spots throughout September, and then given the ball in the wild card game, it meant a whole lot, and kind of give some good momentum going in next year, some good confidence that I've pitched in the postseason now. I missed it all in 2018 with the surgery, but now I've pitched in the postseason, so I can be that much better of a leader, that much better of a contributor to our team next year.
We're spending a few minutes with Brewers lefty Brent Suter, who returned in September and was able to pitch in the wild card game against the Nationals, who, of course, went on to the World Series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hear athletes, but we'll talk about baseball specifically. I hear baseball players say, oh, it's just another game when you get to the postseason, except we're also human, and I can imagine there's such a surge of emotion. So what's that like standing on the mound in front of that huge crowd right before you throw your first pitch?
Yeah, it was crazy. The atmosphere was one of the best I've ever played in. And I mean, my heart rate was decent. I would say my pitching was more kind of, it was all over the place, but it wasn't necessarily because my heart rate was crazy. It was because I just didn't have a good feel for my stuff that day. It was one of those days where even in throwing program, I just didn't have a good feel for the off speed. So I was basically just throwing fastballs up there and trying to hit my spots with that and get away with it. Unfortunately, I got away with it for an inning, but yeah, just kind of, it was one of those days I was just off, but my heart was definitely, it was a little bit up more than normal, and it was such a cool atmosphere to pitch in. It was really cool.
Even before the Nationals went on their historic run to claim their first World Series title, survived all those elimination games, you all were the story of September, losing your MVP, Christian Yelich, and yet stringing together so many wins that you're able to get into that wild card game. What's happening in your clubhouse with your team as you all are stringing together all of those victories and putting together this awesome final month of the regular season?
It was actually really cool. We were going on the run, and then Yelly goes down. I mean, it felt like every one of us got punched in the face on that one because we just felt so bad for him. He was on this incredible season, putting the team on his back every night, and to see him go down, it was just like, you were almost sad for baseball and sad for our team and sad for him. But after that, I remember being in the clubhouse the next day and guys going, you know what, I got this. I got Yelly's back. We're doing it for Yelly, blah, blah. And we just kind of had that mindset of doing it together, doing it for Yelly. And it was a special run we went on. I forget what our record was in the month, but we gained so many. I mean, we were 5 games back to start the month or something like that in the wild card standings, ended up clinching with 4 games left to go. So it's really, really crazy run. Fortunately, fell a little short of the division run we were chasing, but it was special to be a part of.
So what was your locker room celebration like after you finally clinched a playoff spot?
That was great. It never gets old. It was kind of reminded me of the last year in St. Louis, the first playoff clinch. Like, we clinched it, and we we still have a division championship we're chasing, but let's relish and cherish the point that we've gotten to, which is getting in the playoffs, which is harder, easier said than done in this league. So it was a lot of fun. Bob Uecker was doing his dances, and everyone was getting doused in champagne. It was I love it. I want to do it again right now.
It's good to catch up with Milwaukee Brewers lefty Brent Suter, who returned to his team and to pitching late in the year after getting through Tommy John surgery, had a chance to pitch in the wild card game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Gold Glove Awards were kind of the beginning of this award season now for baseball. They were announced on Sunday, and it struck me that Nolan Arenado just won his 7th Gold Glove. When you have such a great fielder behind you like that as a pitcher, how much does that mean to you when you're out there on the mound?
He is something else. He's actually, when people ask me who's my toughest opponent to face, he's right up there on the list. He's hit every pitch I throw and every quadrant for a hit. So you've got to get and kind of play mind games with him or try to play chess with him at this point. But he's special defensively. Just watching him over there, he's amazing. But and I was so glad to see Lorenzo Cain get his first well-deserved, long past due Gold Glove Award last night. So happy for him. And it was just a special award for our team because we know how much he puts on the line every day for us as pitchers and just for our team in general, running through walls, robbing home runs like crazy. He's a special player, special dude.
Once we get through award season, of course, it becomes the hot stove and free agency and guys signing contracts and moving all over the place. And you spend so much time with one particular group of teammates. How difficult is it then to go into this winter season where you almost have to remind yourself that it's a business, not just a game?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we lost our traded away Chase Anderson, who was a good buddy of ours and like a big part of our clubhouse today, and seeing Thames' option get declined. You know, those are two guys that might not be back who were big parts of the team the last several years. So it's sad, but, you know, at the same time, you trust in the front office what they're doing. And I've been fortunate to be with the Brewers this whole since I got drafted. And so I feel like really, really lucky, and I'm just kind of playing on house money in terms of haven't moved yet from the team, and it's just a really special organization who I want to be with for a long time. But to see guys go, it's it's always that, like you said, the kind of cold reminder of like, man, like this doesn't last forever. Like even you have as good a group of guys as you can, but like even the Nationals, they're having guys that are going free agent and might not be back with them, even though they just won the World Series. So some of those reminders, like it's, you know, you got to cherish the moments, live every moment with those guys and to the fullest, because you never know if it would be the last.
As I was looking up videos and various tidbits about you on social media, other than your pitching, the number one topic is how important it is to you to try to get people to go green, including your own teammates. Why is this something that you really care about?
It's really been important to me since early high school. I saw some documentaries that kind of spread my awareness on the, you know, our effects on the planet and how we're all connected on this planet, and we need to treat nature just as well as she treats us. So it started then, and then I studied environmental science and public policy in college. Started doing the, you know, living the, I'd say walking the walk a little bit in college, doing reusable bottles and all that, and then started doing it in pro ball. And then this year in spring, I decided to try to expand to encouraging players and fans to do it, and front office members. So we launched a campaign, Strike Out Ways, trying to get guys using reusable bottles and reusable Tupperware, and it had good momentum, and some guys did it actually throughout the year, but it did die off a little bit more than I'd hoped, probably about midway through the year. But we're hoping to kind of reignite it next year and see what happens. But I'm also a member of the Players for the Planet, who does great work, and they're actually going to be doing a cleanup in the Dominican this December for in Montesinos Beach. And if you want to go to playersfortheplanet.org and donate $11 for the Players for the Planet 11th anniversary, it'd be awesome, helping the cleanup that we're partnering with Parley with.
Again, that website is playersfortheplanet.org. Brent, thanks so much for that. Before I let you go, what is your off season like? How much do you work? How much do you try to get away from baseball?
Yeah, we actually just started weight training again last week. I'll start throwing here in the next week or two, just to try to get back on it. And then I got some trips planned, a couple to Milwaukee this month. And then try to give back. We're trying to do some tutoring and some kind of partnership with Nature Conservancy with their preserve out in Adams County, which is about an hour and a half east of the city of Cincinnati where I'm living. So trying to just kind of get involved in the community. But the first couple of weeks are just kind of being on the couch and just kind of taking the breath more or less after a big long season. So and obviously with I have a son who's 1 year old, and we had a birthday party for him yesterday and everything, but being able to be a dad and spend that much more time with him and my wife is really special.
Oh, that's really nice. But before you know it, it'll be time for spring training. Lefty reliever Brent Suter of the Milwaukee Brewers joining us for a couple of minutes. Again, it's playersfortheplanet.org, a cause that's near and dear to him. Brent, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.